citizens from a great American. Dear Mr. and Mrs. United States, this is a call for unity, for preservation of the ideals and principles that have made our country great. You ask me what I could do when I'm elected president? First of all, we can work together for an honorable peace in Vietnam and stop the flow of American tax dollars to our enemies who are bringing death to our sons on foreign soil. We should have stopped this supply line years ago. And then we can channel this money into a great building program to promote jobs for all our people in areas where it's needed most. And from the local level, I will work to restore law and order so that our people can walk our streets without fear of molestation or intimidation. And we will work to bring back pride and patriotism, fear of God and love of country, and to help guide our youth, and to restore to all their constitutional rights regardless of race, creed, or color. Together, we must take a stand to rebuild the crumbling foundation of our democracy. Our problems must be solved within the structures of our government, local, state, and federal, and not on the streets of our country. The polling places of our land still remain our great lever. Young and old must take a voice and let it ring around the world. Stand up for America. May God's richest blessings be bestowed upon you. Sincerely, George C. Wallace.
To elect an honest man, we're gonna send to Washington someone who'll understand the wishes of the people. George C. Wallace is this man. Let the people speak and you will hear them say, we're gonna vote for Wallace come election day. We're all gonna cast our vote for law and order in our land. And if anyone can guarantee this, George C. Wallace can. I've heard the people speak, and I'm concerned with what they say about the discontentment in America today. They rightfully blame Washington and all our leaders there for causing all the trouble and the burdens that we bear. The people speak of Washington being afraid to scold the country that we nurse to help, who's taken all our gold. And then there's also Vietnam, where we're committed in. And if our boys must fight and die there, let them fight to win. Let the people speak and you will hear them say, we're gonna vote for Wallace come election day. We're gonna cast our vote for law and order in our land. And if anyone can guarantee it, George C. Wallace can. And if anyone can guarantee it, George C. Wallace can. Resounds from shore to shore. The victory plane is coming to answer freedom's call. Our chief is coming in on the Wallace cannonball. He'll change the court decisions that set the criminal free. The communistic vermin, he'll never let them be. Crooked office holders, he'll banish one and all. They tremble at the coming of the Wallace cannonball. We all respect the memory of Teddy Roosevelt, his wisdom and his courage throughout the world was felt. It soon will be apparent and known to one and all that Teddy's true successor rides the wildest cannonball. He'll win the war in Asia or gain an honest peace, and then in foreign squabbles our meddling will cease. The budget will be balanced with jobs for one and all. Prosperity is riding on the Wallace Cannonball. When women walk in safety, the streets both night and day, and criminals are punished with justice here to stay. When riots are abated and agitators fall, the world will bless the coming of the Wallace Cannonball.
Taken care of, we won't worry about me and you.
We can't stop all them federal boys from interfering with you. We can't keep their noses out of our schools and labor unions too. We can't stop all this rioting out yonder in them streets when all them no good judges and our cops start walking beats. Well, by George, there's a way. By George, there's a way. By George, there's a way to do it. By George, there's a way. By George, there's a way. And by George, it'll sure be done. And by George, it'll sure be done.